Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Gimel, we are on Kuf Yud Beis Mabez, towards the bottom, in the middle of the wide lines. We're talking about putting somebody in Chayrim. Again, we had many Gemaras in Moed Katan, also about Chayrim. The Gemara, if you remember there, had a number of blot that spoke about the connections between somebody who's an Avel and somebody who is put in Chayrim and a Mitzorah. Those three, what are the halachas apply to all three? Which apply to the two out of three? So this is a different type of Chayrim. This type of chayrim is chayrim specifically for somebody who did not pay back a loan. So that's what we're in the middle of talking about. When does Beis Din, and what steps does Beis Din take in terms of scaring him, in terms of trying to get the money back for the malveh? And when is a malveh allowed to go down and seize the property of the loveh? So we're in the middle. We're up to v'chi kasvinan, right about the 15th line or so, right in the middle of the line. When do we write an adrachta? When do we write a document of seizure that allows the lova to take the money? When we write it, we let him know that we're writing it. As long as he's close by, we're not matriach the shliach bezin to go so far. If he's close by, so we send the shliach to tell him. But if he's so far away, we don't make the shliach bezin go far away in order to tell the lova. The mircha v'ika krovin, but if it's far away, but he has relatives here that will probably see him. Inami ika shayarasa da azli va'asuhasam, or there are caravans that go back and forth there. Nowadays we would say there's telephone calls and email and other ways to get him the message. So mashhidan le tracy yachishasa ad da azli va'asuhasam. So that we wait a year, enough time for the shayara, the caravan, to go back and forth, to go there and then to come back. Kihad Ravina shalom maracha, like Ravina waited for maracha, tracy yachishasa ad da azli va'asuhasam bechozai, like he waited for the caravan to go and come from bechozai. Gemara says, though, Velohi, that's not really a raya, that story. That story was unique. Hasam inish alima have. That story, Mar Acha was a strong man. And the worry was, if you would allow Mar Acha to have collected the property from the Lova, and then the Lova would have brought any proof that really he paid up and he wanted his money back, you wouldn't have been able to get it back from him. That's why Rasid Baracha was a strong man. You wanted to wait a year, you wanted to wait as much time before you gave him the rights to collect from the Lova. Aval Hacha, but normally, Lo Natrina Le, you don't wait so long. Ella ad de Azel Shlicha Bitlasa B'Shapsa. You just wait a couple of days. So the Shlicha could go Monday, Beis Din sits. So Monday, Beis Din sends him out. So on Tuesday, he goes out. V'Yasa Barba B'Shapsa. And he gets there on Wednesday. Uvachamsha B'Shapsa Koi B'Dine. And on Thursday, you can go to a Beis Din. Right, so you just wait a couple of days in a normal case. Period. Amar Ravina, Hai Shlucha Drabanan Mehemina Leke Beitrei. This Shliach Rabbanan that you send, put somebody in Chayrim, you believe him like two. He has Nehemanis like two. Regarding what? The following. Vahani Milu Lishamta. He has Nehemanis like two regarding saying that somebody did not accept what Beis Din said. Somebody refused, and therefore you're going to put him in Chayrim. Right? That's similar to an Isser. Therefore, he is believed kebetrei. Aval psicha, but regarding psicha, what does psicha mean here? That's regarding the excommunication that you're going to collect from his property. That's already dini mamonis issues. So then, kivet de mamonika chmachaser, since this is causing him a loss of money, not only because he's going to be able to be collected from, but also because mamonika chmachaser le de kaboy le lemesav le zusi lasafra lo. But now, once you send write a shtar that his property is going to be able to be seized, so Rashi explains that the only way he's going to be able to get the excommunication off of him is if he comes to Beis Din and pays up, but he also has to pay for the document that it was written against him. Because it's his fault. It's his fault. Why do you have to write the shtar against him? So you have to pay for it. You have to pay the sofer. They didn't have nowadays you have paper, you write anything, it doesn't cost anything. Whenever you wanted an official document written, you have to commission a sofer and have it written. So here, in this case, the nitva, right, the lova will have to pay for the sofer, and because this is dini mamonis, so that's why it's going to, shliach bezin is not believed, you have to have two people. The rush here quotes Rabbeinu Meir, right? Dictate Rabbeinu Meir Zal, that it says in Sanhedrin that generally the nitva does not have to pay expenses that the Toveya incurs for collection. Let's say the Toveya travels to the Nitva to collect. Generally, the Nitva doesn't have to pay those expenses. So how do you put that together with our Gemara, which says that in our case, the Nitva has to pay for the Shtar? So says the Rush, Hani Mili B'She'enu Misariv Lavo LeBezdin. If there's no refusal involved, then the Toveya has to incur it. If it's regular cases that you're collecting, you have to incur. Avalam Tavo L'din V'lo Ratza Lavoimo B'din V'hutzra Chatoveya L'hutzi Otoz L'kofo She'iridi Mo L'din. Here it's extra expenses. It's not just coming to collect, but it's saying he refuses, therefore he has a commission to Sofer. So then, Chayav HaNitva L'shalim Kalos N'hotzos. So in that case, he has to pay. From this case, that can be the Chazir and Hacha. When you see here, the Gemara says he's going to have to pay for the writing of the Shtar. So, in general, who pays for the expenses in a Dini Mamanis case? The Toveya or the Nitva? So you might have said, you know, logically, the Nitva has to pay. But says the Gemara's answer, no. The Toveya has to incur it. He's collecting, he has to incur it. But our Gemara teaches us that if the Nitva refuses at all, it makes it more difficult, and therefore the Toveya has more expenses, so the Nitva has to pay for that. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Amar Avina. Yavinan zimna apuma de itza, yapuma de shivavi. We give time, meaning we send a shliach to the person, to the lova, even if the shliach is a woman or a neighbor, meaning just not a specific shliach bezdin. We'll trust anyone to say that they are going to this person to give him warning, right? Even anybody. The lo amran el delasav amasa. But this is only true if it's not, they're not in the same city, right? If they're going to a different city, so that's when we say, you know what, we told them to go, and we assume that they went and told this Loveh that he's going to be in trouble if he doesn't pay up. Aval isav amasa lo. But if they're all in the same city, then there's a good reason to assume that this shliach did not go. Why? D'yamrinan, because we say, Eimer lo amrule. Maybe this person did not go to Amri because they said to themselves, we're all in the same city. You know what? It must be that the Shlich Bezdin found him himself and told him. You know, so we don't have to. Come on, it's all in the same city. What are the chances that the Shlich Bezdin didn't meet him? So if it's all in the same city, then we don't trust just anyone on the street to have gone and given the message. Below Amran el Adal Chalaf Ababa, the Beidina. And also, it's only if there's no chance that the person in question walked by Bezdin. Aval Chalaf Ababa de Beidina, but if he might have walked by Bezdin, lo. So also we say that we don't trust anybody. Because Amri, we say the same thing. Ashechua Beidina v'Amri, he must have, Bezdin must have found him, must have seen him out the window and ran out and told him about this Hazmana. V'lo Amran, final limitation, el da'asi biyome. And this is all only if they could have gotten there that day. So you have to putting all these together. It's got to be not to be in the same city, but they could get there that day. And the Nitva, the Lova, came home that day and they told him that day. Avaloasi biyome, but if you didn't come home that day, lo, why? Eim ishtalu ye ishtali. People forget things. So people forget things, and that's why we can't vadai trust that the shlichus was done. You don't say chazaka shlichus or shlichusu in this case, and therefore it would not be a good hazmana. The Raman, the Shita B'Kubetzas, adds one more limitation, and that is when you give the warning, you have to say, and if you don't pay up, you're going to be excommunicated. You have to say the threat, because many times, this is very psychologically true, right? If you don't say the threat, you don't say what's going to happen, they're not going to do it. You just say don't. Don't because, you know, because of the threat. Rashi quotes this in one place in La Torah. Rashi says by gives the mashal of a chola, right? I forgot where it is, that he says, you know, don't eat this, blank. But he says, don't eat this like so and so who died because of it. Like you're much more graphic. If you're more graphic, so then it's much more meaningful to the listener. So to hear the Ramah says here, the Shidduch Kubet says you have to say the actual threat. If you don't listen, you're gonna get put into chayrim. Right, that'll have more of an effect. Amar Rava, continuing. Hi, Montekas of Alei Psicha. If somebody gets an excommunication written against him. By the way, how do we get into this whole Chayrim discussion? Remember how we got into the Chayrim discussion? Because the Gemara got into whether by a Gazlan, the first mission of the Parak, is a Katan, and he Yarshins the stolen property, so can the Nigzal bring him to court or not? Is that considered Shalo Bifnei Baldin? So what's we're talking about Shalo Bifnei Baldin? We're talking about people who don't come, right? Do you do the case even not in front of the Baal Din. That's how we got into it. So Amar Rabba, Haimad the cause of Alei Psicha. If somebody has one of these shtaras written against him, Al Delo Asi Ladina, because he didn't come to the Din, Ad the Asi Ladina, Lomakarina Lay. Till he comes, you don't rip it up. Till he comes. Meaning, even if he promises, okay, I'm coming. I don't need you to promise me that you're coming. Until you come, we don't rip it up. As a child says, I'm coming. Yeah, it could be an hour before they come. Right? So until they come, you know, so it's not, you don't rip up the shtar. Al delo tzayis ladina. But if they say, I'm not going to listen to the din. So then, ad tzayis lo makarina lay. The Gemara first says, also, until they actually listen to the din, so then we don't rip it up. But then the Gemara says, velohi. It's not true. Kiva da amar tzaysana karina lay. When it comes to listening to the din, as long right when they say that I'm going to listen, so then we can rip it up even before they actually listen. If somebody refuses to come, so then we say, okay, until you come, then you got to come. But if it's listening, so right when we see he has a change of attitude, so then we say that it is okay and we can already rip it up and trust him. Amar Rav Chisda, a couple more halachas about this hazmana and adrachta. Kovim zman sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. What do? We're koveya three times for this person to come to Beis Din. Monday, Thursday, Monday. As we know, Beis Din throughout Shas, we assume sat on Mondays and Thursdays. First Mishnah Ksubas, first Parakim Ksubas. We discussed it. Monday, Thursday, Monday. We say come on Monday. If he doesn't come on Monday, we say come on Thursday. If he doesn't come on Thursday, come on Monday. Oh, and Yonah Diyoma, right? Coming up next week. Bahab is coming up. Shady v'chavishi, you know what I mean, for some people. Shady v'chavishi v'sheni, zimna v'zimna baser zimna. So three times. Ulamachar kasvinan. And the following day after the Monday, we write it. We write the shtar. Rav Asi iklo bei Rav Kahana. Rav Asi was once visiting Rav Kahana. Chaza hahi itza to azmana ladina v'panya u'betzafrik sivalei psicha. He saw that Rav Kahana sent the hazmana to a woman at night, and the next morning put her in chayrim. Right? So amalei lo savala maila hadam Rav Chisda. Don't you hold to this three-day process? You don't wait at all. So Amar Lei, no, he says, Hani Mili Gavra, Da Anis Vales of a Masa. That only applies by men. Who, they're involved in business, and it could be that they can't come one day, or this, they have to get out of a certain meeting. So those days, so you give the man a certain amount of time. They're outside the city, and you have to assume that Otsi might have occurred. Aval Itza, but by a woman. Where's a woman? A woman's in the house. Kiva de Isa b'masa. So does halacha apply? The change b'zman hazeh. The application. Women also are just as much business as men are. I don't know. Aval Isa kiva de Isa b'masa v'lo asiya moredesi. If she's not coming, what else is she doing? Right. So she's considered a moredes. She's not coming then, and therefore we can already register our against her. So l'chora, as the poskim would say, hakol l'fi reos einei hadayin. Meaning, if a dayan knows that there's a man that sits home all day, a yoshvei kronos. Right, so then he could have this, probably have the status of a woman in this case. And if there's a woman who's has a career outside the house, right, so then l'chora, you know, we would believe in onsen there too. So it depends on the case. Amar Rav Yehuda, lo yahavina zimna lo bo yomei nisan v'lo bo yomei tishrei. You don't send a hazmana, you don't send one of these communication documents during Nisan or Tishrei. Why not? What's special about Nisan and Tishrei? So Rashi says, Ein mezamnim adam ledin benisur betishrei shehein zman katsir ubatsir. That's the time of harvest, right? Katsir, you're harvesting your grain, and batsir, you're harvesting your grapes, right? So then, that's you're busy. So if you get a letter, you know, sometimes in a busy season, speak to an accountant who gets mail between April 1st and April 15th. He probably doesn't open his mail, right? Doesn't have time. It's busy season. So here's busy season for the farmers, right? So that's why you can't fault them for not listening to this document. So that's why we don't send the hazmana during Yemei Nisan or Tishrei. If you look at the Rambam quotes the same halacha, but he gives a different reason. What does he say? Ein kovin zman lo b'yom Nisan v'yom b'yom Tishrei mipnei shaham terudin b'moados. Because it's Yantif, Yant Tishrei Nisan. It's Yantif. People are busy, right? So that's why. Also, that's the Rambam's reason. Same halacha, different reason than Rashi. Rashi says it's harvest season, and Rambam says it is Yimei Chagim. It says the Amshal Shlomo, two daf kaminas between Rashi and the Rambam. After Yontif. What about after Yontif? What about right now? It's still Yomei Nisan. So according to Rashi, after the Yontif, so also you wouldn't be able to send it. Right? But according to the Rambam, you wouldn't be able to send it because nobody's torn Yontif anymore. Well, also you say you have to catch up on everything. Or not. Chor is only before Yantif. So what about after Yantif? Number one. Number two, what if somebody doesn't have a farm? What if somebody doesn't own fields? It says the other way. According to the Rambam, you'd still have the Tircha, and you wouldn't be able to send it. But according to the Rambam, you wouldn't be able to send it. Two nafkaminas. What about a third nafkamina? But this one could cut in either direction. The Rif, when the Rif quotes this Gemara. We had the Rambam, we had Rashi. When the Rif quotes the Gemara, he adds in a phrase. He says, Lo biyome Nisan, velo biyome Sivan, velo biyome Tishrei. Says the Rif on Daf Mem in the Daf Yarif. He adds in Sivan, and then the Bach talks about, and was this in the old Gersa of the Rif? If not, either way, it's a Gersa out there. Do you include Sivan? So the Rif says Sivan. So what does the Rif hold? Like the Rambam or like Rashi? So Machlokas Achronim. What does the Rif hold? What would you say? You say the Rambam. Why? Sivan Shvuas. Sivan Shvuas. Therefore, it held like the Rambam. And so other Achronim say no. Sivan, it's finished the first week. What do you mean Yomei Sivan? It's the first 5 days of the Chag. And you say the whole month? He must hold like Rashi. The whole month. It must be like the harvest season for another for the olives for something else. That's why it's Yomei Sivan. He thinks Machlokas Aposkim. What does the Rif hold like? Does he hold like Rashi? Does he hold like the Rambam? Okay. So you don't send it on during Nisan or Tishrei, but lo b'mali yomatava, lo b'mali shabsa, and not an erev Shabbos or erev Yantif. That could be where the Rambam got it from. Because look at the next line: erev Shabbos and Yantif for sure. You don't send it. People are busy, right? We learned when we have something like this earlier in this Masechta, something about erev Shabbos and erev Yantif being different. We had the Mishnah: if you bang into somebody on erev Shabbos, right, no problem, because ratz pershus. Everybody understands you're running around on erev Shabbos. You got to be careful, but you have different halachas. Aval mi nisan the baser yomei nisan of yomei tishrei the baser yotishrei kavider. You're allowed to send the letter now, as long as it doesn't have effects till afterwards, right? You send it in Nisan, even if they don't open it till later, that's okay. Right? But you can't send it now for something to have effect now. Mimali shapsa the baser mali shapsa lo kavinan. But you can't send it on Friday, even for after Shabbos. Yomei Nisan for after Nisan and Tishrei is fine, but for Shabbos you can't do that. Why? My taima, but avidit of the Shabbos atarid. Erev Shabbos, things get lost. Erev Shabbos, you can't even say that for afterwards because it's just too much tirda. That's why Mashiach's not coming on Erev Shabbos, right? We learned in Sechas Erevin. Amar of Nachman, lo yahavinon zimna, lo lebede kalab akalab, lo lebede rigla berigla. Don't bring hazmanish documents to a shir. Right, you don't bring it to the Bidei Kala, right, to the Arche Kala, where they are they gather to learn, and not on Yontif. Why don't you bring it to the Kala? Rashi says, because next time they're not going to come. They're not going to come to the Shir if you give it to them now. They're going to say, oh, I owe money. They're going to find me there. I'm not coming. Right, so you don't want people to have that hesitation. So therefore, you don't send it, you don't give it to them at the Shir or on Yontif. Why? Look at Rashi quotes. Lo b'nei rigla rigla. Rashi quotes, Ba'in l'shmo hilchas haregel, kodim haregel, Shloshim Yom. You don't bring it. Shloshim Yom. Why does Rashi quote that? Pasha, the previous line says you can't bring it on Erev Yantif. It's surely on Yantif. So, Belachor, Rashi is bothered. This can't be talking about Yantif. We just said Yantif. That's how Rashi quotes Shloshim Yom Lufnei Chag, the other Gemara. We've discussed in the past the discussion in the postgame about putting the two Gemaras together. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that you have to discuss every Yantif Shloshim Yom Lufnei Chag. Well, the Gemara, the last few lines of Maseches Megillah, says that you have to discuss Hilchas Chag Bichag. Hilchas Pesach Bipesach, Hilchas Shavuos Bishvuos, Hilchas Sukkos Bisukkos, every Yantif on the Yantif. Is it 30 days before or is it on the Chag itself? So which is it? So the Ran says that really there's no such thing as Shloshim Yom Lufnei Chag. The first Bir Halacha in Hilchas Pesach summarizes all these Shittos. Right, the first Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha. So the Ran says there's no such thing as Shloshim Yom Lufnei Chag. Do you know what that means, Shloshim Yom Lufnei Chag? It just means there's a halacha of Shoal Ki'inyan. If two people come to ask a rabbi a question at the same time, one of them is asking about something relevant to the time period and one is not relevant to the time period, the Rav should answer the one that's relevant to the time period first. So, for 30 days before each holiday, the question about the holiday is considered relevant. But there's lav dafka chiyuv to learn about it before after 30 days. It's a nice idea if you want to. But there's no chiyuv. The real din is Bichag, Hilchas Chag Bichag. That's the Ran. Other Rishonim, the Rashi, and others reject the Ran. How can you suggest that? There's no such thing as Shloshim Yom Lufnei Chag. So there are other answers given, right? Other answers. Some folks can say there's a difference between Halacha and Agada. Halacha, you got to learn 3 days before. You got to know what to do. While Agada, you have to learn the messages. The Machshavah is the Hashkafah is Anyant. That's the second answer. Third answer given by some, the Gra says it's Pesach versus the other holidays. Pesach, you need 30 days. You got a lot to do. praying for Pesach, while the by the other holidays are different. While others, I think it's also by Bibi Shem Legra, we have this on Hagos Hagra in Brachas, where maybe it's Pesach and Sukkot versus Shavuos. Because Sukkot also has a lot of preparation. What do you do for Shavuos? What do you prepare for Shavuos? I like to prepare for Shavuos. You know, spiritually, you've got 49 days to prepare, right? But otherwise not. But either way, those are various answers. Those are four or five answers to the question of Shloshim Yom Lefnei or on the day itself. But here, the Gemara says, Lo Be'rigla Be'rigla, so Rashi invokes the Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaKamar. When they came in front of Rav Nachman, they were going to put give somebody a cherim when he was giving shir. So the Rav Nachman replied, did I gather you here to do this? We're in the middle of a shir. What are you doing? So therefore, don't do it. Don't give these during my shir. But nowadays, there are some people who come to the shir who have no interest in being at the shir. They just come to the shir not to get the hazmana. They stay in shirim all day. So chayshinan, you know, that they try to save themselves. Then we're choshish, and we do give it then, right? It's like the kohen who's lahavdil, who's a roseach, who runs to the mizbeach, doesn't leave the mizbeach. So we say miim bizbachi tikachen alamus, right? You take him off the mizbeach to schlep him to court. So here too, if there's a ramai already, so then we treat him differently. Period. Back to the mishnah. If somebody has something of achrayis, if the father left the children a davar sheish b'achrayis, then they have to pay. Then they have to pay the gazela. So the Gemara quotes what we had earlier: Masi le Rebbe le Shimon Bray, lo davar sheish b'achrayis mamish. This doesn't mean land. This doesn't only mean if the father left land, then the children have to pay back with the land. Ela afilu parav v'choresh ba chamaru mechamer acharav. Even if it's a cow that the father uses to plow, or a donkey who the father uses to be mechamer acharav. What does mechamer acharav mean? To walk past the donkey. There's something on Shabbos called mechamer. It's riding on the donkey, walking past the donkey. Big discussion in the Rishonim. But either way, usage of the donkey. Chayavin lahachsim b'nekvod avien. So basically, not only land, but even items which are obvious to all that they belong to the father, that also has to be returned, right? Because of kavod avim, right? They know the father stole, so if it comes kavod avim, it's a zilzul if they don't pay back the loan with their father's property. Boy, me Rav Kahane me Rav. Rav Kahane asks Rav, what's the din if there's something unique to the father, but it is not a public item like an animal? Mita umesiv aleha shulchan v'ochel alav. What about his special chair or his special table that he ate at, right? Mahu. So is that something that's like similar to the father? Remember, we were in the, a couple of weeks ago, and so I went to add it to you, the Belzer Beis Medrash. So in the Belzer Beis Medrash, in the Yerushalayim, they have the previous Rebbe's chair enclosed in glass in the shul. Right, the chair and the table that they said, wherever you went, when he was here in Israel, they brought that chair with him, and he sat in this chair, and that's what he said, a simple wooden chair. Sorry, so that's a public one. But a chair, so a chair that somebody always sits on. So is that like an animal? So the Gemara answers yes. Give wisdom to a chacham, and he'll get more chachma. Chachma goreres chachma, says the Gemara. And therefore, you know, once it's a public thing, even if it's something that stays inside the house, so you might not think it has the same halacha. So that's why that's the chiddush. It does have the same halacha. Says the Mishnah, ain't more halachas of gazela. Ain't partin lo mitevas amochzin lo mikishal gabayin. Let's say the tax collector's coming around your house, and you have a big bill, so you ask him some for change. Do you change this? I want quarters for the meters, right? You shouldn't ask for quarters for the meter from the tax collector, or from the the kishol gaboyim, right? The two types of tax collectors. Why? Because you assume that he has stolen money in there, right? The tax collector is not so yashar, and therefore you should not ask him to change any of your money. And you can't take staka. If they come to give you a donation, you can't take it, right? That's mitzvah baba vera. Right, you can assume that those are gezel properties. Aval no tell who mitoch beso mitoch hashok. You can't take from his tax knapsack, but if he has it from his own wallet, his personal wallet, or at home, you can assume that most of that money is okay. Right, it's from his specific bag of collection, so that you can't take from, but from his other sources, you can. Tosfos here deals with Tosfos Ein says, 1 second, we have a machlokas Tanoim that we had earlier about Stam Gezel Yeush Bailam. So if that's true, why wouldn't here Ye would have Gezel and you have Shini Rishus? What we discussed yesterday. You have Yesh and Zina Rishus. So the Rabbanan, Dami Stam Gzela, Lava Yesh, Baila Masi Shaper. According to the Rabbanan, who say Stam Gzela is not Yeyush, then it fits in. Because there's no Yeyush here. It would just be Shina Rishus. That's not good enough. Mikomakam Katani, Nosin Dina Vyasulo Hashar. We'll get to that. Hov Ein Yadu Bebeir Shehim Shal Gezo. We'll get to that in the Gemara. Reb Shimon Nami Damer Stam Gzela Have Yesh. But even according to Reb Shimon, who says Stam Gzela is Yeyush Bailam, so why here isn't it Mutter? Is it Yeyush and Shina Rishus? Tosa still says, to Dover Migunehu. It's still something that is not looked upon favorably. The Teva Vakis Miyuchedes Latzniyasham Gzelo Shalahem Vidarko Shal Shah Kal Shalahaniyasham. If you know something is Gzela, it's still Maguna to take it. Even if it's Yesh and Shini Rishus, especially if you're going to use it for some, I don't know, mitzvah purpose, interesting Tosfos. Even with Yesh and Shini Rishus, if you know that it is the Mamon Shel Gezel, maybe it's Dover Maguna to be involved in it. When you're going to, it's going to go from the tax collector to you.
But that hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet, but once you get it, it'll happen. It's Yesh Shini Rishus by the time you get it. Right, that's the Yesh Shini Rishus. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tana, Vonosin lo dinar, Vonosin lo zashar. What if, though, you have a big bill and you have to pay taxes? Let's say you owe half a dinar and all you have is a dinar. So says Tosfos, says the Gemara, in that case, okay, you give the dinar, he'll give you back half. What can you do in that case? There's no point, there's no choice, just give that, and you're kematzil miyado. Right? Rashi says, it's what, if you give the whole dinar, you're not going to take any change back? Now you're just going to lose the money. So that's why you can't do that. Now says the Gemara, Umochsin. What do you mean? A tax collector is considered a ganef? A gazlin? Vamer Shmuel. Dina de Malchusa Dina. What about Dina de Malchusa Dina? This comes up four places in Shas. Right, Gittin Adarim. We're at case number three. Right, case number three is above a Kama. Next one is above a Basra. So says Shmuel, Dina de Malchusa Dina. So the din of the land is the din. So what do you mean? Taxes. You got to pay taxes. The Rifa in Nadarim says, just because this is always quoted by Shmuel, it doesn't mean anybody argues on it. Everybody holds of it. Right? So then, Dina Bachuzadina. So let's finish and then we'll talk about it. Amar Rav Chanina Bar Kahana Amar Shmuel, but Mochesh Ein Lo Kitzva. No, we're talking about a tax collector who collects infinitely. He doesn't connect to a definite amount, so that's already not included in Dina Bachuzadina. The Bear of Yane Amri, but Mochis Omer Me'elav, a self-appointed tax collector, not by the government. Also, not included in Dina Bachuzadina, those two Dina. So let's talk about this for a minute. Again, Ruba the Ruba of the Rishonim hold that this is a Din Da'oraisa. Dina Bachuzadina is a Din Da'oraisa, maybe connected to Hefker Bezdin Hefker, maybe a separate type of power, Dina Bachuzadina, but either way, it is a Din. Just two points. Again, we can spend a whole shiur on it, but just two points. There is a shita in the Chachmi Svarad. The Ramban says this in Baba Basra. The Ritva says this in Maseches Nedarim. That's where I'm reading from. Dina Debachusa, they have a whole limit. Dina Debachusa Dina only applies to the types of laws that have been around for centuries. That's the type. That's why it says Dina Debachusa Dina and not Dina Demelech Dina. Malchusa means the government. Governmental laws, the types of laws that have been around for centuries. I don't know. Paying taxes, other types for certain purposes. So that's where Dina Bachuzadina comes up. But if a specific melech makes a new halacha that's fair to everybody, so then that wouldn't apply. Dina Bachuzadina wouldn't apply. That's the chiddush din of the Ramban and the Rashba, that it only applies Dina Damalka Loka Amar and Dina Damalchusa. Dahainu Hadin Shehu Alpi Chuke Hamalchus Hakavuim Aleihem Shehu Vakala Shalofanav Hinhigu Advarim Fame Ksuvim Bedivre Hayamim Vachuke Hamalachim Aval Masha Melech Oselafi Sha'a Hainal Yachin Hainal Rabim Osha Gozer Chadash Almachusa Shalon Nagubi Mea Avos. So that's not Dina Malchusa Dina. That's a Chiddush. Other Rishonim argue. The Ramam has no such limit. The Nemuki Yosef has no such limit. Other Rishonim argue on this, but that's one idea. But the other idea, probably the most famous sheet quoted, is that of the Ran. The Ran in the Dharm Daf Chavches, one of the famous Rans in Maseches Nedarim, where the Ran says, Dina Dachuzadina only applies to Malchei Ovdei Kochavim. Malchei Ovdei Kochavim, meaning you live in a land that's not yours. So taxes are basically rent to live in that land. But in the case of Malchei Yisrael, then you live in Eretz Yisrael, so then, hey, every Jew has a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. Every Jew has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, so I don't have to pay you to live here, and I don't have to pay you, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I have a chelik to pay here, so therefore, in that case, it would not apply. Right? Aval b'malchei Yisrael, lo, l'fisha Eretz Yisrael, kol Yisrael shutafim ba. So therefore, what do you have to pay? What do you have to pay taxes for? That is the Ron. Fine. So, first of all, Rav Shechter points out that we don't pass him like this Ron. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, in Choshe Mishpo, that we don't pass him like this Ron, in Simin Shin Samach Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says, right, V'ha'mavriach mimecha zeh over alo sigzol. If you don't pay taxes, you violate alo sigzol. Be'pnei shehu gozel menas ha'melech. Bein shehu melech Yisrael, bein shehu ha'melech Akum. This is Beferish, number one. Number two, Rav Shechter explains in his Sefer Ginas Egos on page Kuf Pei Beis, even Loran nowadays is very different than the olden days. Because in the olden days, why'd you pay taxes? To fill up the king's private treasury. So that's different than today. Why do we pay taxes today? We pay taxes today for all the social needs. We pay taxes avachenir pasha to be democratia. She'en taklas talshulme yamashem lahashir es mishu elo lachaso ses hotzas hamedina. She'tzrichim l'shalim avur halachas adowar the mail vasifas ha'ashba the collecting the garbage v'nikayin me'ashdiya v'chevras k'mekabei ha'eish v'hamish tarav avur bitachon nimsa she'en ze bechal menas ha'melech elo harei kol anshe medina dinim kushutafim. And this is the din of a shutif, that the rove of the shutfin can force the mir of the shutfin to do something, to pay for something, right? So that is why nowadays the whole thing wouldn't even like the Ron. Of course, you have to pay taxes bisman hazeh, and that's why the Rav Shechter continues and says this is the yisod for many hilchos shchenim, that it's all based on the idea of shutfin. Shelo la'asos rash b'sha'amu cheres balayla bisman shebnei adam yishenim. What's the reason that you can't make loud noise in the street at night? Why can't you do that? I'm in the street. Right, because the answer is we're all partners in this. We're all shutfin in this neighborhood, in this world. And therefore, if Rove of the Shechuna is not making noise now, say, you're meshubit to that. Right, it's all shutfin. He says, and the same thing, everything, he sees everything with Torah glasses, the same thing when you're on a plane. And even though it's light outside, you know, you can be out, it's a daytime flight, but what do the flight attendants say? Please close the shades. Right, why do you have to close the shades? I want to look out the window. I want to see the clouds. Right? No, you have to close the shades because everybody's shutfin on the plane because most people want to go to sleep. So you gotta go to sleep too. You can't negatively affect them. Right? That's the in the Ginas Echoes. And just one final point, and then we'll finish off. I quoted this in the Haggadah Shir from the Ksos. It's a great vart. The Ksos explains that based on the Pesukim in Parsha Shmos, where Shifra and Pua reply to Paro, Vatomarna kilo kanashim hamitzrios ha'ivrios. Right, the Mitzrios women are not like the Ivrios. And what does Paro say in the next pasuk? Veyitzav Paro l'chol amo kalabena yelod ha'yoretash lefuhu. Right, he changes the din, right, from killing the babies at childbirth to throwing all of them into the river. So the Ksos explains beautiful. If you're medayik in the psukim, you can see a halacha of din debachus adina, because the halacha of din debachus adina also only applies, the Rishonim explain, a if it is a din that's not against the Torah. If it's something against the Torah, it does not apply. And number two, it's a din that's equal to all people. If it's biased against Jews, also doesn't apply. So he says, that's what, look at the psukim. Batomarna, the women, Shivan Purva say, lo kanashim ha-mitzriyos ha-ivriyos. The Jewish women are not like the Mitzri women. So Rashi quotes the Medrash, and they have the babies quickly. But he said, so the Ksos says, no. What's the din? They're not like the Mitzriyos, because they have a different din. You said only to kill the Jewish boys, not the Egyptian boys. What's the next pasuk? Vayitzav paro l'chol amo, kol ha-ben ha-yelot ha-yaretash l'chuhu. So he said, okay, throw all the boys in. Make it equal. So that's why Din Bachus Adina, obviously it's against the Torah, it violates the other one to kill people. But that's the Din Bachus Adina quoted in the Haggadas Gedolei Yisrael. It's quoted there, but it's the Ksos based on the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, let's continue. Ika Dabasi Laha, some learn the Din of Shmuel and these two answers on the following Mishnah in Kilayim. Well, Yabash Adam Kilayim, Afilo Gabi Asar Begadim, Labriyaposa Meches. In those days, when the tax collector came, you paid for your wardrobe. But your wardrobe was only the clothing that you were not wearing. If you were wearing clothing, so then you didn't have to pay for it. So you had to put on 10 different pieces of clothing in order to be mevriach lemeches. I'm freezing! I'm wearing layers, right? So put on a lot of clothes and then be mevriach lemeches. So you have two issues here. You're getting out of taxes and maybe the shatness. Putting all these together and maybe some of the threads will intermingle with each other. So Masnisa Delok Rabbi Akiva, this mission is against Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, who says also Labriachas Amechet. The Tanakama says you can't try to get out of the taxes. Rabshim Rabbi Akiva, Mutu Labriachas Amechet. So this machlokus could be a tax machlokus or a shanis machlokus. So Bishma Linyan Kilayim, regarding Kilayim, I understand what the machlokus is about. Bahaka Miflagi, the Marasavar Devashim Miskavin Mutter, you have no kavana to wear shanis. So Devashim Miskavin, Marasavar Devashim Miskavin Asr. So the machlokus is about Devashim Miskavin. Aval Labriach Bosa Meches, Bishari. Fine, regarding Kilayim, I understand what the machlokus is. But what's the machlokas about regarding the taxes? The Amr Shmuel dina machus adina. So Amr Chanina bar Kana Amr Shmuel. This is it. Amr Shmuel b'moches shein lo kitzva. The Rabbi Yana Amr b'moches omim me'elav. Again, the two types of taxes that are not dina machus adina. So it's interesting. Now, what about the other shita? What about the shita that says you're not allowed to do it? Yeah, that's Sarachian. Sarachian. You have to pay the taxes even in this case. So you got to think about it. What's the kasha on this Gemara? What you're about to ask? It's what do you mean? A davar shein miskaven. Davar shein miskaven means it might or might not happen. This is psik resha. This is not davar shein miskaven. You're putting on the clothes. This isn't davar shein miskaven. It's a psik resha. Right? We have the concept of davar shein miskaven psik resha outside of Hilchos Shabbos. We have it by Nazir. Nazir allowed to comb his hair. But we also have it here by Kelayim. So how could you call this davar shein miskaven? You're wearing kelayim. So Tosfos says in Shabbos and Daf Chavtes, it must be a case where it is not psik resha. It must be that you're wearing 10 other clothes underneath, and then you put this one on. So you're not getting any hana'as levisha. Right? Kelayim is not just about the physically wearing it, but getting hana'as levisha. So Tosfos says in Shabbos, Daf Chavtes and Mabez, it must be that you're not getting, you have other clothes on that is protecting you. Answer number one. Answer number two is an important Ran and Chulin. The Ran and Chulin on Daf Lamed Bezim and Aleph and Daf Arif. The Ran says there, psik resha does not apply to Isurei Hana'a. Not apply to Isurei Hana'a. Right? So that's why, another reason why the psik resha would not apply. In that case, we'll get to that by Tarova Sugis. And number three, the Ramban of the Ran in Shabbos, Kufiyat Aleph say, this is not called, I'll read you the Lashon, it's not called a Malbush when you're not doing it for the reasons of wearing it to protect you. That's not called a malbush, it's called a masui. Avo kishein lo mimenu hana'a lav malbushu ela masui ba'alma. Maybe it's similar to what the Tosfos says, but it is a masui. This is also used to answer up a Rambam. There's a problem. The Rambam says that Paskin is like the shita here that says usser. Right? That says you're not, the mochre ksus are not allowed to do this. Right, so Rambam says in Hilchos Kelayim, lo yilbash adam kelayim arai, afilo agave asar begadam she'eno maneo klum, ba'afilo lignov asameches. Usser. The problem is the Rambam paskin davar shein miskaven is mutter. How can he paskin usser here? Davar shein miskaven is mutter. So one answer might be Shabbos and outside of Shabbos. Shabbos, you have a higher standard, right? There's blachas b'chevis. Therefore, it's mutter, it's usser outside of kelayim. But the Kesem Mishnah here says no. The difference is that he says you have to figure out how to read our Gemara, which is hard, but maybe the Rambam says that he's mode bahad. He can do lovish mamish who avra lo silbashanis. Avomochre exus v'tofre exus she'enem lovshem mamish el ma'alim aleihem mutter emeinem eskavin. They're not wearing it. They're not wearing it like the Ramban and the Ran says. They're putting it on top of them, but they're not wearing it. So that's why it's not going to be usher. Then the Kesef Mishnah figures out how do you read the Gemara then? Davar shein miskaven. So you got to work it out. It doesn't apply to hana'a. You're not getting hana'a from the clothes directly. You're getting hana'a by not paying the taxes. That's not called hana'a from the clothing. That's not the kelayim hana'a. It was a legal tax loophole. So how is it allowed? How is it allowed? Maybe it's up to them to look at you, right? But again, so why are you allowed to do it?
Why is it
usher? Why is it usher? Because maybe the assumption is that you're not supposed to wear 10 different clothings. Right, unless you're Rav Scheinberg, right? You're not normally, it's a loophole because, come on, the shirt off your back you have to pay taxes for. But if you're wearing 10 shirts, you know, that's understood. That's not the halacha. Viki de masi laha. Right, and some have this discussion of Shmuel on the following. Let's say there's an anas. There's somebody who comes to you and puts a gun to your head and says, give me your land or I'm going to kill you. And you say, you know what? It's truma land. It's Shemitah, it's something else. Shishal Truma, Shishal Beis HaMelech. It's already the king's land. You mean you lied. You lied to save your land. Afal pi she'ena shal Truma, afal pi she'ena shal Melech. You're allowed to do that if it's to save your property. Ula Muchsin, so Gemara says, what do you mean for the taxes? You're allowed to do that? Amr Shmuel, Dina Machuz Adina. Amr Shmuel, Barkana, Amr Shmuel, B'mochez Yen Lokitzva, D'Bir Yavyanei Amr, B'mochez Ha'omein Me'elav. Say two answers. Ravashi Amr, but here we have a third answer. B'mochez Kena'ani, by a Kena'anite tax collector. Titania, Yisrael, a Kanani, Anas, Shabola, Din. Just like we learned, when you have a Yisrael and a Canaanite Anas, strong man that comes to court, Imat Yachal Zakeh, Badin Yisrael Zakeh. If you could be Mizakeh the Jew in Jewish law, do it. Be all my law, Kachlinenu, and tell the Canaanite, this is what we do. Bedini Kananim Zakeu. If you could use Canaanite law to be Mizakeh, do it. Be all my law, Kachdinchem. Hey, this is what you say to do. Meaning, use whatever you can do to be Mizakeh the Jew. The Imla, Barnalav, Bakifin. And if not, come to him, ba'akifin, meaning use any way to help the Jew win against this anas. Give Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Amar ain't bana lo ba'akifin. No, you're not allowed to do that. Mipnei Kiddush Hashem. Because of Kiddush Hashem? Rabbi Akiva, time of Dika Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva says it's only because of Kiddush Hashem. Haleka Kiddush Hashem ba'in. But if it's no Kiddush Hashem issue, ba'in, then you come to him ba'akifin. Period. So you see from there, that's the third answer. We must be talking about a mochesh Kna'anite. So, very famous Me'iri. On this Gemara, this Me'iri is quoted in many different places in Shas whenever this type of Gemara comes up. This Me'iri is so important that on the Vilna Shas they felt you got to put it on the daf. So it's quoted right here on the left side in the Shinim Kubetzes and the name of the Me'iri. Right, how many Shinim Kubetzes do we have on the page in Baba Kama? I don't know, is this the only one? Right, Shinim Befein the Me'iri. What does the Me'iri say here? The Gemara on this Gemara. Dafka kena'anim ovdei alilim anasim. She'inim gedurim bedarki adasos. Only mamish idol worshippers that we're talking about here. Idol worshippers who have no laws. Barbarians. Barbarian idol worshippers. These types of halachas apply. But aval osam gedurim bedarki adatos. But you just have certain umos ha'olam, non-Jews, who have their own laws or their own religion. These halachas don't apply. Right? Lo namarkein. Elambolof aneinu ladin. Ein mavir lahem azadera kimole machat. El yikov adin asahar. Says the Meiri. Exact law. Right? The Meiri says this here. The Meiri says this in Masechet Avodah Zarah. By many cases where we talk about the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew, the Meiri says when it says non-Jew, it we're talking about Ovdei Elilim. I think we mentioned this Meiri earlier when we spoke about Shor Shel Akum, Shor Shel Avodah Zarah, Shor Shel right, Shor Shel a non-Avodah Zarah and another Avodah Zarah. On Daf Lamed Ches, this came up. This might have been a Shabbos stuff, but I think we discussed there also when we spoke about that difference. Okay, but that's the Meiri. Other Rishonim don't hold of this Chiluk. Other Rishonim, the Beis Yosef, of course, other Rishonim don't have this chiluk, but this is an important Me'iri to know for many different Gemaras. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, if a Gezel Kanani Mishari, you're allowed to steal from a Kananite, right? V'hatanya, which many Rishonim mean all, Umos Ha'olam, and the Me'iri says is limited. V'hatanya, Amar Bishimin, Dabar Zedar Shabi Akiva, Kshapa Mizvirin, when he came from Zvirin, Minayi, and the Gezel Kanani Shuasar, how do you know it's Asar? Tamalomar, Acharenim Kargula Tielo, when an Evan Ivory is sold to a non-Jew, took him in the end of Sefer Vayikra. It says Gula Tielo. You have to redeem him. What does redeem him mean? You got to pay for it. Shaloyim Shachet of Yosei. You can't just pull him out. Yochol Yiglom Alav. You might think that you can be golem on him. Let's just go with Rashi Pshat. You might think that you should let the guy rip you off. No. Tamalomar Vachishim Koneyu. Yidakteyu Koneyu. You got to be exact in either direction. So says the Gemara. You can't. There's no Gezelakim. So Rav Yosei Vlokasha. Haba Kanani. Haba Gertoshev. It depends on a Kananite or a Gertoshev. I mean, a Ger Toshav, somebody who keeps certain mitzvos, but he's not Jewish, he eats treif. Rashi always says, he does not worship idols, but he eats nevelos. Rashi says that here too, third line of Rashi. Right, so Ger Toshav, there's no problem. Amalei Abayev HaTravayu Gabayev Adavik Sivi. What do you mean? But in the Psukim, the Psukim are talking about Ger Toshav and a regular non-Jew. Lo Lecha El Lager, Shnemer Lager. Not only if a Jew is sold to you, but to a Ger. V'lo Lager Tzedek El Lager Toshav, Shnemer Lager Toshav. Mishpachas Ger Zeh Ho'obid Kochavim. Kshomer O Le'eker Zeh Animkar Lo'avodis Kochavim. You're sold to the idol worship. Right, so you see, it's no difference between a Ger Toshav and a Goy. So Elamar Rabba Lo Kasha, Kam Bezelo, Kam Bafkas Hava Aso. There's a difference between stealing from him and not paying back a loan. Gezela is Aser, Hafkas Hava is not Aser. You look in the Rambam, seems to have a distinction between Geneva and Gezela, which we discussed in the path, right? Geneva's Goy is more Chomer than Gezela's Goy. Right, in terms of being included in the Isser de Oraisa. And again, it might connect, the Minchas Chinuch also says this, to the Maisa Geneva versus Gezela, which is just more about the Hefsin Mamun. Amalei Abaye, Evid Ivri, Hafkas Halva Asu. What do you mean? The whole case we're talking about is Evid Ivri, which is more of a Hafkas Halva case. And we say that's Asur, because you're not paying back what the Evid Ivri owes the master. So that's also Asur. So Rava Lataime, Dava Rava, Evid Ivri Gofukanui. No, Rava's Lashitaso. That Evid Ivri is not just a loan, but it's Gufo Kanui. And therefore, it is a real gazelle case. The Ravid here talks about, does that principle apply if an Everett Ivri is sold to a guy also, not just to another Jew? The Ravid here discusses that. Amar Rabbi Bar Gidol, Amar Shimon Chasid, Gezel Kanani, Aser, Avid Asa Mutares. The Gezel of a Kananite is Aser, but his Aveda is Mutter. Gezelo Aser to Amar Afuna Minel, Gezel Kanani, Shu Aser Shneemar. V'yachal des kol ha'mim, Asher Meshalokech, Anosein Lecha, Bizman Shein Mesurim Biyadcha, V'lo Bizman Shein Mesurim Biyadcha. When they're Maser in your hands, you can, but not when they're not Maser in our hands. And until Mashiach comes, they're not Maser in our hands, therefore Gezel is Aser. Avid Asa Mutares, their Aveda is Mutter. The Amar of Cham Bar Gurya Amar Rav Minayin Laveda Sakanani Shimu Teres Shneemar Lachol Laveda Zachicha Liachicha Tamachzer Vietamachzer Lekinani. The Rambam quotes this this halacha as well, that about gzeilas aveda muteris. You might think that's only if you don't have it in your hands, you don't have to go search for it. But once you search for it, isn't there a mitzvah to return it? No, even if it's already in your hand, there's no obligation to return it. But obviously, the next line is the most important line for us, for our society where we live amongst the non-Jews. Tanya, Pinchas ben Yair Omer, B'makom she'ishchil Hashem, afilu avedasim aser. Right, B'makom she'ishchil Hashem, or I would add a chance for Kiddush Hashem, it is all aser, and that's how we should be behaving in our world. Because there's always a chance to be Mekadish Shem Shemayim. Amar Shmuel, Ta'usa Muteris. But Ta'us, if they give you back the wrong change, so that's the lowest level. They're stealing, there's not paying back a loan, there's an aveda, and if they make the mistake, ta'usa muteris, that means only if they made a mistake, you're not allowed to trick them. But it's their mistake. Ki hada Shmuel, zaman mikusi, lakna dedava, b'mar deparzlo b'dal zuze, like Shmuel bought a golden bowl, but they thought it was a copper bowl for 4 zuz, v'eva lecha zuza. And Shmuel even paid an extra zuz, the Shilin Kvetzis explains, so that when the non-Jew realizes what happened, he will think that, oh, Shmuel must have messed up here totally. He even paid me extra for the thought he was cop. It must have been a total mistake. Forget it. That's why Shmuel even mispaid for the copper bowl. But you see, Tos is Muteris. Rav Kana Zavin Mikusi Meya Ve'esrim Chavita B'meya. Rav Kana bought 120 for 100. V'ivu Lechazuzi did the same thing. Armele Chazid Alokas Amichna. But he specifically said to him, I'm relying on you that you counted all this out, okay? Meaning to say that it's not my fault that there's a mistake here. I'm relying on you. Ravina Zavadikla Hu Vakusi Latsalcha. Ravina bought a tree with a non-Jew to cut down. Amalei L'shame, and they divided it based on every like few inches of a tree. You'll chop down this one, I'll chop down this part. They're going to chop down different parts. So Amalei L'shame, Ravina said to his servant, Kadav Aisi Meikaro Tekusi Minyana Yada. Right, cut from the bottom, because that's the thickest amount of the tree. Because the kusi, right, he just knows numbers, right? Numbers of the different parts of the tree. So I want the bottom part. So cut the bottom part for me, because that's the thickest bark. Ravashi Ravashi was walking on the road. He saw a vine, the talibaki tufain, and it had clusters on it to envy. If it belongs to a kusi, please bring it to me. If it belongs to a Jew, don't. There was a kusi sitting there in the orchard. I'm like, the kusi shari? What are you doing? You're allowed to take from the kusi? I'm like, no. Kusi shakal dami. If it's the kusi's, bring it to me because I want to pay for it. Yisrovo shakal dami. By a Jew, don't bring it to me. Why? He was the god of Hadar. If he wanted vines, they would definitely give it to him for free. They wouldn't let him pay for it. He says, I don't want to take from a Jew. So just bring me the kusi's, so then I'll be able to pay for it. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Gufa will pick up at the ship tomorrow with a little more Dina de Chuz Adina, a couple of stories about partnerships, and get back a little bit into Yeush and the case that we spoke about months ago. If you walk into somebody's house and see Svarim that are yours on the shelf, that's the Tosas and Amid Beis tomorrow. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue Mesiel Fitumo as we get into the home stretch of Hagozel Amachir. Okay, bye.